Close your eyes. Start taking deep breaths. Breathing in through your nose. Breathing out slowly through your mouth. Again, breathing in through your nose. Breathing out slowly through your mouth. With every breath, you feel the air going deeper and deeper into your lungs. With every breath, notice your attention dropping from your overwhelmed head into your body, your heart, your soul. I want you to imagine that you're surrounded by women or feminine beings in whichever body they're expressed. And you're all in a huge circle around a big, bright, warm fire. We're all holding hands. Your left hand is facing upwards in receiving mode, and your right hand is facing downwards, sending the energy out through the circle. Take a moment to feel the powerful energy flowing through your hands, into your body, overflowing out of your right hand. This flow of energy will start running through the circle faster and faster, creating a very powerful vortex. Take a moment just to notice this energy flowing. Notice the power of this vortex we're all creating. And from this vortex, we're going to invoke the highest and deepest expression of the dark goddess. You may see a specific one, a specific goddess, or just a general energy, or you may want to invite a specific goddess of your choosing. Lilith is a personal favorite of mine, so you're welcome to invite Lilith to invoke this incredibly powerful goddess into this vortex. But trust yourself in this process. You don't have to force or push. You're just going to allow her to come into the circle. You may see her with your third eye. You may feel her with your empathetic senses, or hear her vibration, or simply know she's there. Trust however she shows herself to you. And as she appears, at first, just allow yourself to be in her magnificent presence. Don't try to do anything, just exist in her energy. Notice how she affects your body, any sensations you may feel, how she affects your mind, any thoughts or memories that may arise, and how she affects your heart, any feelings, any emotions that come. Everything's perfect. Don't try to change or understand anything now. Just allow it all to be. Just allow yourself to be in the presence of all that is invoked by the dark goddess and all she brings. Let her bring awareness to all the hidden parts of yourself that you've learned to be ashamed of, that you've learned to pretend don't exist, or that you've learned to suppress and neglect. Everything in you that was misunderstood, all the rules made by a society that fears all that is divine and sacred, and that taught you to behave as a good girl, never showing your emotions, never asking for what you want, never standing up for what you believe, for fear of being too much, of being rejected, abandoned, burned at the stake, hanged, ostracized, being left alone, not belonging. For shame to be sensitive, to have loud emotions, to crave sacred sexuality, to have strong desires, to take up so much space. Let her show you all the fear, all the shame, all the anger, all the pain that you've learned to see as bad and unwanted. And know, trust that at this moment you are deeply safe and held by the power of the circle, the women in it, myself, the goddess, your soul, and the whole universe. You are allowed to fully surrender into yourself. You may feel a need to move your body, or cry, or yell. Whatever comes, don't fight it. Just follow it and allow yourself to fully be in this energy and to express it as you wish. You may also start feeling how the goddess is affecting the other women in the circle, individually or our collective consciousness. If so, don't try to take anything as your responsibility. Just witness it, honor it, feel it, see it, hear it, know it. Just allow it to be as is, and to show you what it needs to show you about yourself, about other women, about the feminine, about society, about the universe. I want you to allow yourself to fully experience it. I'll give you a few moments in silence, and when I come back, we'll go deeper into the alchemy of what surfaced. Just remember to keep breathing deeply and know you're safely held by the circle, the goddess, and your soul throughout this experience. Beautiful. Now, we're going to ask this dark goddess to guide you into transforming all that has risen for you. Simply look at her, feel her, or acknowledge her presence in the circle. Take a deep, deep breath to fully open and surrender to her guidance. And say, mentally or out loud, as you prefer, powerful goddess of the darkness, I ask you to guide me into alchemizing all that is so alive and raw in me right now for my highest and best, so I can deeply connect to my own power, wisdom, and truth. Thank you. Show me. You will simply start witnessing this healing. You may see it, feel it, sense it, hear it, or simply know it's happening. I'll guide you through it, but trust your process as it comes. The first thing that the goddess wants to show you is that you are not separate from her. Everything you're seeing and feeling in her, all her power, the strength, both negative and positive. Everything is a reflection of what exists in you. You may already be aware of those parts or not yet. It's okay. So all the healing, all the alchemy you receive, you'll be receiving from her, but also from you. Let that sink in. Notice what comes up from this truth. Any feelings, thoughts, beliefs, welcome them all. She also wants to show you how much of your life is spent by trying to avoid all of those things that you learned to judge as negative. Feelings, experiences, thoughts, desires, aspects of yourself. So she's asking you to trust her, even if it's only for a few minutes, so she can liberate all that has been hidden within you for so long. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to resist it. Remember, you can always choose to hide it all back afterwards. This is an experiment and you are in control. So take a deep breath in. And feel what happens when the darkness is unleashed, freed to be felt and expressed, to exist without being fought against. If it all feels overwhelming, you can ask the goddess to show you, to show all of it in slow motion. Take your time with this process, there is no rush. And as you go through this process, I'll send you some divine downloads, new awarenesses that will assist you in this transformation. You're free to accept them or reject them as I speak. Would you like to receive the feeling of trust in being surrounded by women or the feminine in whichever body it resides? If you want that, allow the goddess, highest and deepest truth, to liberate, alchemize all the distorted beliefs you've been receiving, you've received from the patriarchy about the feminine and about women. Beliefs like women should not be trusted. Women are competitive. Women are deceitful and manipulative. You have to hide your happiness and achievements from other women because they will be envious and want to sabotage you. The feminine is weak, powerless, and too chaotic. Notice how these beliefs feel to you. If they feel that there's a level, a depth within you that knows, that have learned these to be true. And allow the goddess to show you the highest truth of them all. Allow the goddess to connect you with the highest form of feminine energy. Allow the goddess to also show you how the feminist movement, although necessary as a revolutionary act, actually increased the distortion of the feminine by taking on the masculine energy to the detriment of the feminine, and created beliefs as women are better than men, men are useless, women can do everything men can do as men, men are evil, men are the problem with the world, and etc. All those beliefs and any others that can come up for you, I want you to just allow the truth from the goddess to transform them. First, allow yourself to connect to the possibility that there is a higher perspective, a higher truth. And from that, I'll give you some new beliefs you can install within you if you choose to do so. All you have to do is listen, feel them into your body, and allow them to become you. Take a deep breath in, open up to receive the highest and most beautiful truths from the goddess. The dark goddess power knows that the feminine only exists in her full power when the masculine also exists in his. You can crave sacred union between feminine and masculine, both within and around you. So allow the goddess to show you how that feels like. Embracing both energies, these energies that are primordial, and they complement each other. Can we also end the war within you that puts feminine and masculine in constant fight and resistance to each other, and instead show you that they can live in harmony, supporting each other? Know that the feminine strength is expressed differently than the masculine's, but they complement and amplify each other. The goddess will also send you a few downloads, a few new beliefs about women and the feminine. So if you want to receive them, just say yes to yourself or out loud. The universe will know, and you're going to receive them for your highest and best. The feminine's nature is nurturing, safe and warm, but also deeply connected to the truth and the most sacred wisdom. Being around the feminine power or women in their power allows you to step even more into your own. Women in their power know the value of the masculine in themselves and in the world. Women and the feminine love to collaborate and empower each other. The more you empower other women, the more empowered you feel. Women that are connected with their feminine are your best cheerleaders. They want to see you succeed and are glad to help you throughout your journey, no matter how chaotic and ugly it feels. Everything that is dark holds deep power. The power and satisfaction you seek are in the depths of your own darkness, of all the parts of yourself that you've hidden and forsaken for so long. So allow the goddess to guide you into reclaiming them. Notice them, allow them to exist until they reveal to you the secret power they hold. Breathe them in, allow them to become you. Notice how they change you. Can the goddess also show you that the new age of leadership demands deep acceptance, and that the new paradigms of leadership are based on a symbiotic relationship between the feminine and the masculine in all their light and all their darkness? Allow her to show you your deepest truth about your sacred revolution, the movement your soul came here to lead, that goes beyond all the patriarchal or feminist paradigms. Really feel this within each cell of your body, in all levels of your being. Let it awaken you, transform you, become you. Take a few deep breaths as you let all of that to be installed within every cell of your body. And if the goddess wants to show you anything else, just allow her to send you the new awareness that you need. Now, look around in the vortex that we created in the circle. Feel how it changed. See our faces. Notice our found power, this newly found power, and how they reflect to your own again. Now look around in this vortex that we created in the circle. Feel how it changed. See the women's, their beings' faces. Notice how they changed, how they feel, how they look. Notice their newly found power and how they reflect to you your own. Look into the face of the goddess one last time. Feel her power. Allow her to send you any last messages or healings. Thank her and notice how she doesn't disappear, but instead dissolves into you. The goddess, the vortex, and the circle will always exist for you in you. Take a deep breath in. Sigh in the out breath if you want. Bring your attention back into now. Notice your body in the now. Slowly come back and open your eyes. Notice how it feels to be you with these new energies. I recommend you journal about what you felt, how you're feeling, and whatever insights and breakthroughs came to you.